coming from somebody on in years who might have been disappointed and suffered many rejections, the statement would have been sad. But coming from a 16-year-old girl, it was heartbreaking. She said, "I'm not going to let anybody else into my heart. I have been so hurt." That was a group here from a school in Kent some years back, and I hope that by now somebody has found their way into our heart. Many people that we meet in our daily lives, quite a large number I suspect, have developed thick skins to avoid being hurt by anybody. Nobody will ever hurt them again. But obviously they pay a huge price for this, shutting themselves off. We prayed in our collect this morning for true freedom. And every year when that prayer comes up, I want to stop and ask myself, what am I praying for? What do we mean by true freedom? Because in one very real sense, we are completely free in this country. Nobody is going to shoot us today, as they might do if we were in Syria, for protesting against the government. But true freedom means being set free from the things that shut us up in the cave of our own hearts or our own prison. The freedom that Jesus came to offer us. I came to set you free. And so we ask ourselves, what are the forces that imprison us within the cave of our own heart? And it means, obviously, if we're to take it seriously, if we're going to ask for freedom and accept it, we have to do a bit of letting go. Letting go of the forces within us that keep us bound and keep us, in a sense, truly imprisoned. I remember visiting recently somebody sitting at her computer, a young woman, and she had a little yellow sticker beside her mouse which said, "Let go or get dragged. Let go or get dragged." And whenever I think of that little mouse and the admonition beside it, I smile. Letting go is a very overused slogan in our times, I think. But it is worth asking, what is it that I most need to let go of to achieve the true freedom that Jesus is offering me? And for many of us, I suppose the greatest imprisonment of all is the imprisonment in fear. And when we look back attentively at our lives, we will discover fairly quickly how much fear played a part in our growing up. Fear of parents, perhaps. Fear of teachers, fear of our friends, later in life fear of our boss, fearful of authority. And somehow many of us never felt equal to what was asked of us. We felt almost as if we had to have somebody's permission to be ourselves. Jesus comes to deliver us from that kind of fear. He comes to create a relationship with God that is easy. We call God Abba. He comes to call us out of our cave where we retreated perhaps when we were hurt more than once. And of course, the first thing that you fear when you come out of your cave is that you're going to be hurt again. What price am I going to pay for my stepping out of my protective environment, my safe area? But that's only one thing that we should think of. We really ought to think of how we must never become closed again. And we think of the other possibilities, and there are multitude of possibilities when we come out of our fears and out of our lack of self-confidence and present ourselves openly, open to all around us. We obviously become more loving. We become more available to others. We're not much use to anybody if we're locked away in our own little prison. And we find that other people are more available to us. So think today of true freedom and think of the things that are still preventing us from being truly free in the sense that Jesus wanted us to be free and to be fearless. And here are a few words from somebody whom I love quoting because I think he speaks great sense to our time, Henri Nouwen. He says, "Do not despair thinking that you cannot change yourself after so many years. Do not despair. Simply enter into the presence of Jesus as you are and ask him to give you a fearless heart where he can be with you. You cannot make yourself different. Jesus came to give you a new heart, a new spirit, a new mind, and a new body. Let him transform you by his love. Let him transform you by his love. And so enable you to receive his affection in your whole being."